Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Okay, had some technical difficulties. I'm going to try one more time. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. So I'm going to put you back on hold. I was dialing in and doing all kinds of fun stuff to get the show kicked off. And I was talking away. It was really quite cool, all the cool things I said. And apparently people could not hear me. So hopefully you guys can hear me now. Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. I am Angel, your hostess. Our guest tonight is a lovely Sonic Nova who is waiting to dial in. I have not seen her dial in yet. And she is a gifted clairvoyant and psychic medium here out of the Pacific Northwest here in the United States. And I think that might be her popping in right there. Do I see you there floating around, Sonic, in the ether of the radio? Is that you, Sonic?
Yep. Yeah,
there she
me.
Is. Yay. Well, hey. You missed all the drama. We had all kinds of sound issues, so you picked up right on time.
Right
so
on.
You're all good to go. Right on. Groovy. Welcome, and thank you for being here on Cyber Monday. Everybody took a break from shopping to to engage with
I
you
I never
today.
Went shopping. I never, you know, it's so funny. It's like, yeah, it's all online. You know, all the shopping stuff's now online. You don't have to go to the
store.
You don't
have to go anywhere.
It's great.
Right. Just sit and work out your fingers.
I love it. Yep.
Well, I wanted to give you the opportunity, since you are regular here, and to get your message out and what it is you wanted to focus on. You've got quite a few callers waiting to chat with you, so they've been patient listening to a lot of nothing until we get the sound fixed. So I want to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to connect. But we're working now. So do you have a message? Gratitude and all the wonderful energy going on in the holiday season. I wanted you to be able to introduce yourself and then talk about whatever your message is, and then I'm going to get your callers ready for you, okay?
Got it. Let's see. Well, for starters, one of the things that I want to share with everybody is an attitude of gratitude brings in more abundance. And anytime I freak out, because we all have that, right? We all have that survival in us. It's really built into our anatomy, actually. You know, that survival thing about enough money coming in, enough this, enough that, you know, and it's a whole balance. And I want to share this with everybody because the last few days it's been a little quiet, it's been a little slow, and I understand this because of the holidays, right? This is the time of year for me that usually, unless people are in crisis, I'm pretty quiet and not too busy. So it's so funny because I was thinking about that and going, oh, my God, you know, it's like I don't have any clients calling me. What's going on? And this thing, this overwhelming feeling came over me of you staying, you know, and I have it in front of me, no expectations, stay neutral, no attachment to outcome, and at the same time have an attitude of gratitude for what I do have. And count my blessings. And that's my message for everybody. And that's not just for the holiday seasons. It's for every single week, every single month. You know, it's something that I think we really need to contemplate. And I notice that when I do have that attitude of gratitude, when I'm grateful for the things that I already have, and I'm grateful for the things that are coming, it opens up that door. Whereas if I stay in fear mode and I stay in, and there's a guy, I forget his name, I don't even know if he's still alive yet or not, but he used to talk about abundance, you know, that there's a bun in a dance, in abundance. And in scarcity, you know, a scarcity. So, you know, it's like, so where do you want to live? Do you want to live in a mindset of scarcity, or do you want to live in a mindset of abundance? You know, and that's my main message to people. And if you want to live in a universe of abundance, because we do live in a universe of abundance, even though the appearances here on planet Earth are of lack, limitation, because that's been put upon us, okay, by the upper, you know, echelon, you know, to not have abundance and to have, you know, we're having supposedly water wars, and we're going to have gas wars, and we're going to, because there's not enough, you know, and there's more than enough. So to get ourselves into that mindset of that there's more than enough to go around for everybody, and I am grateful for what I have, I think is really critical. So that's my message to people tonight.
That is a really fabulous message, and I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you for sharing that. And I like that scarcity and abundance.
Uh-huh.
That's a really cool way to remember where do you want to live. Well, you got Mike waiting to talk to you, and he has a relationship question. So you got Tonic, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
My call. Hello.
Sure.
How are you?
Good. What's the name of your relationship?
Her name is Kate.
Kate. Okay. And what's her date of birth, Mike, so I can tune into her?
That I don't know, because it's not necessarily a relationship.
Okay. So what's your question?
Question is, we've been friends for several months and so forth, and there's been some more individual time. I was just curious if you see it going towards a romantic side.
When you say individual time, what do you mean by that? You mean time that you guys spent alone together?
Yeah.
Or
rather
time
than
that you spent
like
apart?
In a group or, yeah, an actual like,
gotcha.
going out.
Just you and her, right?
Yeah. Yeah, other than just taking the dogs out and different things like that.
Gotcha. Let me tune into her and see what's going on. Okay, so what I get is that you really would like to be in a committed relationship with her.
Yeah.
She, on the other hand, sorry, I hate to do bearer bad news, but
no, it's fine.
She likes you a lot. She doesn't. I don't really get that she sees you as a potential relationship.
Okay.
And part of it is. Let me finish, please. Part of this whole situation is because she has a certain idea about her soulmate, and she doesn't feel like you fit that bill. And I don't know why, because you have a lot of the qualities that she's looking for, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Here's the good news, is if you guys spend enough time together as friends, just platonic friends, no sex involved, none of that,
right.
And you allow this relationship, you know, to actually cultivate the relationship as a friendship, she will start to realize that you have the qualities that she's been looking for. And the problem with her is that she is very visual, and she has this image of a man that looks different from you. So the packaging, the outer packaging, is not what she was expecting. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
The inner packaging of what you have to offer is everything that she's ever wanted. So she needs to realize this. And the only way she's going to realize this is if you guys spend enough time as just friends, hanging out, having fun, laughing. You know, I see it to the point that you will end up being like best friends, and then she'll fall in love with you and realize what a dumbass she is because she thought she had to have this, you know, tall Greek god, you know, that doesn't exist.
Right.
I like the way you're laughing. So, you know, it's a little bit immature on her part, I got to be honest with you, in terms of having this physical image of what she wants to fit into her world. And that particular icon type, or if you like, archetype of a man that she believes she is her soulmate, here's the sad part about her, is that she goes for these bad boy guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think you do. You know, and she goes for the bad boy image and the tough guy, and, you know, and she ends up getting hurt by it. And she ends up, like, really getting hurt by it and getting abused by guys like that. And you're different. And she knows that. There's a part of her intuitively that knows that. And yet she's so attached to the physical aspects of what she wants to wake up with every morning that she doesn't see the forest through the trees and doesn't realize, this is the guy I've been waiting for. He just came in a different packaging, and I gotta get used to the packaging, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, by no means am I applying pressure and stuff like that. I'm just going with the flow.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah, because we did go out, was it Saturday, and I just figured she was going to, you know, hair back, whatever. Next thing you know, she's like wearing, you know, she's all dolled up, you know, makeup, the whole deal. I was like, oh, okay. You know, type of thing.
Yeah, so this is the reason why I'm sharing this with you, is that she has... And that's why I was asking you her age approximately, because I get a feeling that in that respect, she's a little bit immature.
Yeah,
you know, she still has that.
She's 32.
Okay.
I don't know her birthday, but yeah, she's 30, 32, something like that.
Yeah, that's okay.
And
And you're a tad older. Yeah, and that's my sense about her, Mike, is that if you two can become very close, good friends, like I do see that you guys have that ability. You know, there's so much synchronicities and so much in common that you could build a phenomenal best friend relationship. And it takes her a while to, you know, what she does, I'll tell you what she does, is she falls in love. She doesn't really fall in love. It's actually, I forget what it is when you are gaga over somebody, but it's just an infatuation. That's the word. So she gets infatuated with these bad boy guys that end up abusing her. And there's a pattern there. And she's not used to being with a good guy, you know, and somebody that's going to be good to her and nice to her and respect her and all that. She's not used to that. So that's the other hurdle you're going to have to overcome with her. And the only way to overcome that is through time and her really getting to know you and trust you. Does that make sense?
No, makes perfect sense. Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't feel you'd be wasting your time. I mean, I will tell you straight up, if I felt like there's no potential here, I would give it to you straight and go, you know what, stop wasting your time with this woman because it's
right.
Never going to go anywhere. But I don't see that with her. I see that she does have a depth to her, like a spiritual depth. And she does have, she just is a little misled in terms of the physical aspects, you know, of what she's dreamed about, what she wants. So
no, and I remember
that's
when
one
I
of
was
the
32.
Things that we need to overcome. What's that?
Yeah, no, I remember when I was 32, you know, it was like, oh, yeah, no, it's got to be the bombshell.
Right, exactly. You know, I have to have the stepper wife, right? She's got to be a bombshell, and she has to be a yes person. And once you finally start to grow up a little bit and get more mature, you're like, I wouldn't want that anyways.
Right,
you know?
How boring.
That doesn't work. Yeah, exactly. That wouldn't be fun. It wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be healthy, et cetera. So I agree with you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
Great, that was awesome. That was really
cool.
You
cool.
have
I'm glad
another
I gave
caller.
You clarity.
Yeah, that was really great. That was really good. You have another call. You have Erica, who is seeking a question around employment. So, Erica,
you've got
Sonic.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Erica.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I kind of am. Well, I decided to quit my job today, and I want to take a break and just relax. But I have applied to a job as an entry-level clerk at a police department, which I think pays really good. So I'm kind of excited about that. And I was
so you
want to
know if you're
going to
get that job or not?
I applied today. I just want to know if I will even make it to an interview and how long, like what the time frame is for a yes or a no.
Okay. Let's take a look. So you just put in your application. They haven't called you for an interview or nothing like that, right?
No, it was submitted today. And it closed today. Yeah.
And can I ask you, like, what department, what police department that was, like, what area? And that way I can, because what I do in these cases, when we're talking about job employment stuff, I need more details so I can remote view and see what's on somebody's desk, you know, or on somebody's computer at this point. So what district did you apply to?
It's Union Gap, about 3 hours. Away from where I am at the moment.
Where you live? Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in my hometown.
Okay. The only way to get this job is if you know, if some of your family members or somebody knows people in the police department and are friends with, like, the captain. I hate to disappoint you, but this particular job, what they do is they have to post to the public that they have a job available, but that doesn't mean that the public is going to get the job on the outside. You have to have some influence and some connections on the inside to get the job. Do you have that?
No, and I understand what you're saying, because when I was younger, I was like 18, I applied to a job mentoring for a school trip or whatever it was, and I realized what you're saying, that they're forced, the government jobs or like school jobs or things like that, they're forced to post it so that they eliminate the whole we're discriminating and equal opportunity.
That's right.
But in reality, they already have someone in mind for the position, but they just got to cover themselves.
You got
I see what you're saying.
You got it. Yep.
Aww. Is there something better then for me?
There is. I think that's too political and too challenging for you to get that job, unless, like, if your dad was best friends with the captain, you would get the job. Trust me. You know? But being the fact that you don't know anybody there and they don't know you, forget it. It's kind of like a family group. So what other opportunities do you have in your area that you could look at? And that's one of the things I would be focusing in on. You know, as an administrative assistant, you know, I would look at other jobs if that's what you want to do in your local area. I don't know if that's what you wanted to do, because this particular job would pay really well.
I'm just going after the money. Honestly, I quit my administrative assistant position at a law firm, and I was making nothing without any benefits. And so I'm going after the money. I feel like one of my aunties, she only has a high school diploma, and she works for the school district. She's making $20 an hour with a high school diploma. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, why did I spend my time in school? You know, it's not even worth it. And here I am, you know, having associates, a bachelor's, and I was making like $13 an hour. So I'm after the money now. And the benefits.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go on the internet and make a list of all the companies that have job positions. Try to avoid government jobs. Really try to.
Why?
Okay. The only reason why I'm saying that is because it's so freaking political right now.
Oh,
and so corrupt that they are only hiring on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I'm sharing that with you, is because they're only doing inside job hiring, that your their chances of you getting hired are going to be slim to none.
Well, I do have an uncle who's really good friends with this guy, and he happens to be a police officer for,
okay.
He drives about like half an hour to his job, but it's within
okay.
the valley of my hometown.
Okay.
Maybe, just maybe. I mean, I've met him many times.
You could.
To
you could
family party.
Make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your uncle
yeah.
reaches out to him. You know, and if they're really good friends, he could possibly get you a job there. That's what you're going to
mm-hmm.
need. That's what I'm telling you, is you need a contact there. Otherwise, what I would do is I would look in online, because the papers, I mean, there's no papers anymore, barely. You're right. And look at
yeah.
other positions that you're going after the money only, you know, just for
mm-hmm.
the money.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
I
would look, and I would do that anyways to cover your butt. You know, because
mm-hmm.
you did quit your job and it was a really sucky job. I would do that. What I see is that you're going to end up employed in January. That's what I do see. I just want to let you know.
In
you
the
know,
legal
it may
field?
Be in the legal
or
field,
where?
Yeah. That's what I saw.
Okay.
What's that?
Oh, I didn't say anything. I'm just, I don't know. I'm just hoping for, like, good money. Like, I just feel, you know, feel like I've learned enough where I've worked, and looking at the job description, I feel like that's what I would do at the law firm, what they want me to do at the
uh-huh.
Do you think it's a good idea to introduce myself to the police chief, kind of? And
no.
That's
not
no.
going to make any difference whatsoever.
Okay.
It's a buddy system, and you need to, like, if your uncle is good friends with a cop there, okay?
No, not
that's
there.
How you need to
at
do
a,
that. Oh, okay.
At
another department?
Station.
Okay.
A different police station, yeah.
Gotcha.
So,
and do they have a job there, or you don't even know if they have a job available for you?
I don't know, but he says that he moved from the police department in my hometown because they pay better at the new police department where he's out working at now. But,
great.
But, yeah, I'll reach out to him. They're, like, really close. Like, really close.
Great. Ask him if there's a job there as a, you know, I think there's a better chance of you getting a job there with that police department than there is with this police department.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anything.
Okay.
Anything that pays me better, I'm okay with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see potentially a job in a hospital as an administrative assistant as well. There's several jobs that are opening up here that I want you to make sure you look at monster.com and all those different places that
mm-hmm.
put these ads, you know, for positions, employment positions. That's what you want to do.
I was thinking school district because I can't see myself in a hospital or the like nursing
okay.
or anything like that. You know, I went to school for law.
Well, you wouldn't be
would
nursing. You
myself.
Would be actually... administrative assistants, usually in hospitals, you're doing all the paperwork and everything. You're in the paperwork area of the hospital. You're not really dealing with people or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And
I
they
have
pay,
a buddy that
and they
does
do
that.
Pay really well. What's that?
She's in the. I said I have a buddy that does that. She's in the billing department, but she makes the same
uh-huh.
amount like me, $13. That's nothing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Not much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
All right.
Not these
well,
days.
Keep applying, and it's really heartbreaking to hear that the system
I'm
is
really
like that.
I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry, but it's the truth, and I don't want to disappoint you, and I don't want you to come back and go, oh, she lied to me, or she wasn't right, or she wasn't accurate. What I'm seeing is that especially that police department, they post the ads purposely because they have to by law, but they don't hire hardly ever from the outside, hardly ever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh.
sorry to disappoint you, but that's how they do it in that department.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
It's fine.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you, though, for
all right.
the insight.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, Erica. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. So you're next.
I hate to disappoint people, but that's the way it goes. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, and I can definitely relate. It's hard when people are not happy or feel that they want to hear something else. But you gave her some good insights
right.
and some things to do. So hopefully, you know, maybe
right.
she'll be able to take it up there and give you a call back and talk about
right.
Positives. That would be really awesome. You have Monica on the phone who has some
okay.
questions. She says about her living space.
Okay.
So, Monica, are you there?
Hi, yes. Hi, Renee. Great show. Love your show. I have a question, please. It has to do with my surroundings, where I live at the present moment. Would there be any changes? If so, do you see me perhaps also getting another place to live by at the landlord? He's my age, the other home that I'm thinking about. But I hope I didn't confuse myself.
Okay, so I'm trying to get clarity here for you, Monica. I think there's a lot of confusion. Energetically speaking, I'm feeling a lot of confusion and a lot of, like, feeling torn inside of you about the place that you're living in right now. Can I ask you a question about it? Is it that you want to move or that you feel like they're gonna say, you know, your lease is up and you're going to have to go get another place?
There's so much, I've been here for 6 years, but there's just some tenants where it's just too much headache, and they're in front of me.
Okay. So there's tenants that live there where you live that you have to deal with, and you don't want to deal with them. Is that correct?
Exactly. And I already made complaints to a landlord, and it's going on 16 months. They've been evicted, and they say they don't care. They're not leaving.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's the truth.
Well, they're going to be, I got to tell you, if they've been evicted, they are going to be shipped out. They're not going to be able to stay. Whether they want to or not, that's not, you know, that's inconsequential, actually, to the people that, is it like an apartment complex or a condo unit that you live in?
Oh, no.
Is that what
more,
I see?
You know, it's a home, just like a small home, small
okay.
square home.
Is it like a duplex that you're living in?
No, it's more like
I'm
a cottage, like a mobile cottage.
Like
home.
A cottage.
Yes,
gotcha. Okay. I do see that those people are going to be evicted. They're going to be kicked out. So you're not going to have to deal with them anymore. Is there any other issues other than that?
There's a neighbor next door. He's Hispanic, 63, and I told him that his wife made a lie about me and my mother's. When she passed away, she's like over 90, and I heard him say on Sunday that he's going to try to come in and talk to my mom. Forcefully.
Mm-hmm.
And so
but your mom passed away. You just said your mom passed away, right?
Yeah, she passed away just 2 weeks ago, and I haven't, I mean, I don't speak to anybody. The only person I spoke to was the older lady, but she betrayed, she's 73, and she spoke some ugly stuff on my mother. Come on, I cannot, please, I don't want nothing to do with them. She never did anything.
So you
to
don't
want to
live there is what I'm getting, right? You definitely don't want to live there. You want to move somewhere else. Is that right?
I think I need to move on because I don't know if it's going to get any better. If these people leave, I don't know if it's going to – who are the next tenants? And I don't know about this man over here. He's going to want to do something to my vehicle or where I live.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So what you need to do, I'm going to be very functional here, and you know, it doesn't take like a psychic to give you guidance here. It's more like life coaching kind of help that you need.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like you actually do need to get yourself a new place. Like you need to find a place to move into that you're going to be happy. And now that you're not dealing with your mom's stuff, right?
Yeah.
You can actually do that.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that I'm going to recommend you do is that you start looking for a new place to live because it feels to me like there's too many problems where you're living right now and it's not going to go away. And since you're so concerned that it may get worse, right?
Yes.
Then
yes, ma'am.
I would recommend that you definitely leave.
Okay.
You know, leave where you're at now, okay? Find a
mm-hmm.
new place to live and then give them 30 days notice because I don't see them kicking you out. I don't see them giving you an eviction notice or anything like that. So you're going to have to take the incentive and go look for the place that you want to live in.
Oh, I think I found a place to live in, and that's what I want to ask you, if it's okay. And it's with the owner, he's my age. It's by the expressway, and it's also it's like a Y cottage, and it's next
okay,
to...
Do me a favor. You're going to
yes,
need
sir.
To do this instead. You're going to have to give me the physical address.
Okay.
Do you have that?
Yes. I mean, it's in the one, the city.
I need the city, and I need the street address, please.
It's in New Braunfels, Texas. And it's on 35 North New Braunfels, Texas.
395 North.
Yeah, it's a suite.
Okay.
It's 353 is the building number.
353. What's the rest of the address?
And it's in 353 New Braunfels, and then the city's New Braunfels, Texas. And it's on 35 on the expressway.
35 expressway. Do you have that's the number of the house 355
yeah,
or the not number
yeah.
of the condo unit is it a condo unit
yeah. No it's a cottage
it's another cottage
yes ma'am it's another cottage
okay.
And I'm trying to get the site address for you oh come on where's the site address okay it's 382 IH 35 so it's right it's The building is right next to 382 IH 35, New Braunfels, Texas.
Okay. Okay. And you want to know if you're going to get that place? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. The owner, he told me he will rent it for me.
Rent it to you? You mean he can't
yeah,
rent
sorry.
It for you because you don't own
I'm
the
sorry.
Place, so he would rent
That's
it
right.
to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am, you got it.
Just want to get clarity here.
God.
Okay. So he already said he's going to rent the cottage to you.
He said he will rent it towards me because he found out that my mother passed away and he's the owner and he's the same age as I am.
Okay. So you want to know if his word is good? What do you want to know? It sounds to me like you already got the place, so I'm a little confused why you're asking me this question.
Well, I want to know. Would it be a right place to live? It's an expressway. Would it be? Would I rent it safe? And would I have any problems with him?
No, I don't get that you'll have problems with the landlord. He's kind of a hands-off kind of guy, unless you make a lot of noise and you're always, you know, partying and stuff. He doesn't like that. But if you're quiet and you are quiet, I don't think you'll have
yes.
any problems at all with the landlord. None at all. I am really – the town – I mean, the where this cottage is is a good part of town. It's not dangerous. There's no gangbangers or anything like that, so you're fine there. Neighbors, you are going to have, there are some neighbors there that are older and grumpy. I'll put it that way. And if you stay out of their way, I don't think you'll have any problem.
Okay. I respect that.
What's that?
So I rent this place when I'm ready?
Yeah. I mean, when are you ready? When are you going to be ready?
I think probably in January or latest February.
Okay. So I would make arrangements with the guy that owns the place so he doesn't rent it from underneath you, because if you don't tell him, if you don't go to him and say, I want to rent this place, and find out what his timeline is as opposed to yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he still has somebody living there that is leaving, that's the things you need to find out about it. You can't just leave it up in the air and think, oh, you know, March or April, I'm just going to go by there and talk to him because he'll have it rented already. He needs to make an income. So usually when places are available like that, you need to nab them. You need to grab them. Otherwise, they're gone. So you need to get a hold of this man and find out when is the place going to be available. Okay?
Okay?
And put a deposit on it. That's what you need to do, is you need to contact them and find out when is it going to be available, put a deposit on it, and you may have to move sooner than you were hoping. You may have to move in January and not February. Just letting you know. You know,
okay.
But I wouldn't leave that up in the air, because it is a good location for you. It is going to be a better place than where you're at.
Okay.
So I would move in that direction, like, right away. I would call him. I would ask him, when's the place going to be available? I'm really serious about it. You know, he'll let you know when, and you can ask him. You can say, you know what, I'd like to bring by a deposit so that when it is available, you just turn it over to me. See where I'm going with this?
Yes, sir.
Monica?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you want to do. You know, otherwise you're going to be stuck at the place that you're living in for a while. So I would move on that right away.
Okay.
Hopefully that answered your questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Wonderful guidance. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Have a great night, Monica.
Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Thank you.
Bye. All right.
Are
Hello?
You there? Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I was screening the call. You have another caller?
Oh, no worries. I figured you were doing something like that.
So you got Kelly on, and she's got questions, and she said the most entertaining
Great.
Thing to me. She's like, things are going so well right now, and I'm just trying to figure out why. So that's always fun. That sounds like a fun call.
Oh,
so.
My that'll be a fun call with Kelly.
There you go, Kelly. Sonic is all yours.
Thanks. Wow.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. Anyway, are we on the air?
Yeah, we are on the air.
We are. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, wow. I'm calling in to say, first and foremost, thank you for having your show on the air right now.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have some good energy. So, anyway, I think I'm calling to say thanks for having the show on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how can I
That's
help
pretty
you,
much it.
Kelly? What's your question?
Well, I'm don't really have a question. I'm very filled with gratitude right now.
Great.
You're welcome. You're welcome to, yeah. Do you pick up on anything or?
You know, one of the things that I wanted to share with you, and you did state it. You know, instead of asking, you know, I feel like there's a ceiling here of acceptance in you. We all have that, by the way. We all have.
Okay.
like a ceiling for how much money we can make, what kind of house we can have because of our belief systems. And one of the things that I pay attention to is people and how they, what they're saying. And I get a sense that there's a part of you that hasn't accepted the good that's coming into your life. And I need to know, we need to know why. We need to dissolve this pattern, because what I see that happens to you is you get into these places where you're just, you know, you're in a groove right now, and you're like, wow, how come things are just falling into place and everything's great? And in asking those questions, all of a sudden you start sabotaging yourself and you end up on the opposite end of the stick. You know, like, my life is crap. You know, nothing's working out. Everything's a mess, blah, blah, blah. I do see this hidden, kind of hidden pattern in you.
The self-sabotage, for sure. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I heard it in what you said. What brought me to this point is I heard you state through, not through you, but obviously through Angel, that she basically said, you know, that you were like puzzled as to why everything's falling into place instead of going,
yeah,
thank you, universe, for bringing everything and putting it into place. And, you know, when we are in the flow like that and we're cooperating with the universe, what we need to ask is, instead of asking why me and why is this going on, because that totally reverts it, you know, that's going to cause a negative. You know, that's where it's heading, is basically, energetically, is what I want to tell you. But you could change that by your thoughts. And instead of thinking about, well, why is this, instead of be grateful and go, great, I'm glad everything's going so great, and I'm glad everything's falling into place, I'm glad I'm finally reaching a point in my life where, you know, things are in flow. And I'm just going to be grateful and go with the flow. And that's one of the things that I want to advise you on, is to, when you ask a negative like that, it comes from a place of lack and limitation. It doesn't come from a place of accepting abundance in your life. Does that make sense?
What did you hear that when I was asking about a negative? I know that we have a very short, limited amount of time.
No, don't worry about that. I mean, if I don't get to the other people, no worries, okay? What I'm trying to say to you is I picked up energetically,
yeah,
like there's a pattern inside of you.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
For sure. Right? Sabotaging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got it. And when things go really, really good for you, it's
I
like
can't
there's
believe
almost
it.
Like a, I don't
right?
deserve it. Yeah, I'm a life coach, and I'm a certified life coach, and I'm very intuitive, and you know, and I'm really tuning into your energy, and that's what I saw. I was like, I saw that finally things have really straightened out for you, and things are in flow and stuff. And I do the same thing, by the way. We all do. We're very human about this. And there's certain negative patterns that were there, that were kind of by your family. You know,
For sure.
Not enough belief in ourselves and our abilities to be abundant and have an abundant life. And that's what's causing this doubt. It's causing this little
self-doubt
chirping in your head.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Continuous self-doubt.
Yeah. And the critical parent comes in and goes, no, you
oh,
don't
God.
Deserve this. Right? I hit the nail on the head, like, big time, you know. Because I want you to continue experiencing this level of abundance and this flow and to have a breakthrough. This is your chance to break through this pattern and let go of it and go, it's not my stuff. It's not my pattern to carry forward. This is my mom, my dad's bullshit belief system about not having enough, never having enough. That's what I'm getting so strongly, you know, about you. And you're very brilliant, Kimberly. You are, and you're very intuitive.
Kelly.
Kelly, sorry.
That's okay. That's
and
okay.
And I really think that, you know, you need to look at this and go, You know, all it takes is a little bit of neuro-linguistic programming, and I'm always available as a coach for people. People can call me and set up sessions with me. But I would definitely do a neuro-linguistic programming session with someone, me or somebody else, if you like. You know, I train with Tony Robbins. I have my neuro-linguistic, you know, certificate, you know, to change that chemical, you know. And I'll tell you, these patterns are so ingrained in us that they're like an emotional and physiological trigger that triggers off certain hormones that we're addicted to that are not good for us. You know? And it really takes mastery. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Sorry.
With the limited amount of time that we have, I know, I just felt so compelled to call in. And so I do have to get up very early in the morning. And the bottom line is that I have spent 9 years in a limited pattern, 6 years in a graduate program, you know, we can all look, at very, all sorts of facets of that, but 6 years of a PhD sort of master's programming kind of thing.
Wow.
And like this enormous, though, now money that will be owed. However, not looking at the money aspect, just thinking 6 years, okay, I've spent 6 years in doing the what most people have, you know, whether it's a master's, PhD, you know, this whole, like, this programming that I think a lot of people can relate to, that they've been brought up with. I certainly have been brought up with that kind of programming.
Sure.
My mother.
We
was
all have.
Right? So now that I've gone through it, I can see through it a whole different aspect for sure.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And
yep.
I'm still, okay, so now 9 years of being without whatever, 6 years of the graduate programming, and then being in the same position earlier this fall, you know, without having any money, you know, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, there's been this breakthrough, right? I've been the educational system has, like, said, okay, you know, we like her. So, you know, we're going to. Yeah, so I'm now, I have my first good, so to speak, paycheck. Yeah, so there's this, you know, there's still the aspect of my mother that I, you know, will put to the side for now. But I do think, I do think that, you know, there's the possibility for anyone listening that if you're following the educational programming, that there's hope. Someone like myself, I mean, 9 years, 6 years, you know, it's like drudgery thinking, oh, my God.
Wow.
This is, right? Like, where is this leading? Like, nowhere.
Right. Yeah.
But it can lead somewhere. And I'm looking at this, you know, for everyone it's different. I'm looking at this beautiful screen that's filled with ocean water. For me, that's my, But I work with inner city kids, and I have for 9 years, 6 years. Today, I still work with inner city kids. Yeah, so
okay.
I used to work as a flight attendant, and I miss working in the air. But at the end of the day, is, you know, this programming, right? I mean, it's like, I just...
What do you mean the programming? Are you talking about the programming that I shared with you, the one where we take on our parents' beliefs?
Yes.
And we kind of boycott our lives?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
And even
gotcha.
Educational programming, for sure. For me, that's what resonates. But
yep. Okay.
Anyway, I hope to be a voice of optimism or hope for anyone in terms of if they're like going after this whole thing that's called education, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. That's how I feel in this past month.
Yeah.
But I don't think that that's, anyway. I'm just going to be honest and say, if I could be anywhere, it would be 30,000 feet above the air, where I've been for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
I almost said something else, Freudian slip. I just love being, you know, in, not a spaceship, but I was, you know, I was working in aircraft for 15 years, so... But I
so why
here
did you change?
To, I moved here.
Why
to
did you change and
my
get
dad.
Your master's? Okay.
Pardon me?
Gotcha.
Yeah, I came.
So you
here
had to take care of
beautiful.
Your dad, and then you went and got yourself a PhD.
Yeah.
Okay. This is your new life.
So
and,
I miss being
and I gotta tell you,
in the air.
I understand, but unfortunately, I don't know what you got your PhD in, but, you know, unless it was had to do with, you know, navigating a ship or, you know, or being up in the air and being a stewardess or something, it's going to be a kind of tough thing for you to be able to accomplish, sadly.
Yeah.
You know, unless you go back to being a stewardess, but I'm sure that doesn't pay enough, you know, for you to pay off your student loan, right? You must have a pretty hefty student loan after you did that, you know, PhD, right? I would think.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah. So
yeah.
You're reading me accurately. Yeah, $150,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, it's like, if you would have just stayed with your dad and taken care of him and didn't do the PhD thing, you could go back to flying, back to being a stewardess, because you wouldn't have that weight on your shoulders of a $150,000 loan that you now you have to pay off. Right?
Yeah. By the way,
and there are ways.
When you said my-
there are ways. Okay, go ahead, please. You go ahead.
No, I mean, my dad passed before I, you know, anyway. My greatest
I'm sorry.
Thought could be like, no, I mean, thanks. I'm not sure. Did I do the right thing? I think if my dad, I showed up in uniform, right? I just, if I had it to do over again, I still
mm-hmm.
think I would have been there, right? I mean, my dad is my best friend. But anyway.
Of course. And we're really, really sorry for your loss. So if you had to do it over again, I'm sure you would have just taken care of your dad, you know, and maybe not been so zealous about having to get a PhD in order to...
Yes.
I mean, most people that get a PhD is to get a job, you know, to get a better job. They think it's a better job.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I'm going to burst everybody's bubble, including your own bubble. that what we have as an educational system is completely bogus. It's a complete lie.
Thank you. I think
And that's probably how you're feeling about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I have friends of mine that are medical doctors, that are naturopaths, you know, chiropractors, and they're like, you know, half of the stuff that we've learned is bogus, and I'm pissed off. And I'm pissed off that I have to pay for it.
And
you know, that's the part that really pisses us off. You know, I had to pay for this education, and the education in the end ended up being BS.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me bring light to this whole subject, for sure.
Yep. So, you know, there are ways, I'm going to tell you this, that there are ways, and you know, probably, I can't do it here on the show, and we do have other people waiting, Kelly, but there are ways that you can actually do a promissory note and pay off this loan. There are ways to do that. And there are people on the internet that can help you with that, that can help you pay off student loans, pay off cars, pay off houses with a promissory note. So keep that in mind, that there are remedies, okay, that we're not stuck with having to pay the schooling in the normal way of, you know, every month you're making your payments to them. You know, it's more like you put a promissory note together and you pay it in a lump sum and they take it out of your treasury account, because we all have a treasury account. But, you know, they don't let us access that. They let the banks access that. They let the schools access that. They let the banksters, as I like to call them, the criminals, access our treasury account and take the money out.
Criminal.
And when you get a loan, it is. And you've already paid for it, by the way. You've already paid for your education, because they already got it out of your treasury account. But they're having you pay it twice. That's the criminality that's going on the planet right now. And we need to find a way to stop them, to bring it to an end and go, no. You know, so here's there's several things you can do. You can actually...
By the way, are you on the West Coast or East Coast of Canada?
I am on the West Coast, yeah.
Okay.
I am.
So have you ever heard of Gabriola Island?
Nope. I haven't.
Okay. It's an island off of Vancouver?
Uh-huh.
My grandmother was born there, and there's an area called La Pointe. Yeah, anyway, so I've been there. It's beautiful. So this whole basis of our family has to do with Gabriel Island. So anyway, go ahead.
So anyways, you know, I do need to wrap things up with you.
Yeah.
We're almost at the end of the hour here, so I do have to do that. But what I need to say to you is that there are remedies to. Did you ever receive any legal tender when you got the money for the loan to pay your student loan? Did you ever receive anything like that?
I don't know what that means, legal tender. I have no idea.
Money is legal tender. Real legal tender, not Federal Reserve notes. Not promissory notes that they're giving us as green paper to pay for things.
Well, it was money in terms of in the bank kind of money.
Okay, so they deposited $100,000 in your bank account? $150,000 in your bank account?
No. This was a 6-year period of, let's say, $10,000. Per year.
Okay.
Did
you receive the $10,000 in your checking account to pay for your school?
Okay. Yes.
Got it. Okay. So then, since you did receive money, you know, they're promissory notes, you could still do this process. I'm not going to get into it here because we don't have enough time, and like I said, I have to wrap things up. But start researching that online. Do yourself a favor and look at promissory notes. Because you could pay somebody $10,000 to get rid of a $150,000 debt permanently. And then you don't have to worry about it, and then you can go flying again and be a stewardess or be whatever you want.
Yeah, I would love to be a Slide it again. So, but how, what, yep. what do you mean pay someone $10,000?
Okay, do me a favor. I can't talk about it here. We do
yeah.
have to wrap
okay.
up. I do have
okay.
to go. Look, do a Google search for promissory notes. And start doing research on that end. And then you'll figure out what I just said. You'll go, oh,
okay.
I get it. I get what she just said. Otherwise, it's going to take me half an hour to explain it, and I don't have that time. I'm very
okay.
sorry.
So,
okay.
Do you be, are you intuitive?
I am intuitive, yes.
May I ask you one final question?
So I don't mean to interrupt. You guys are having such a great
no,
conversation.
No, we don't have enough time now. But
yeah,
I will
yeah,
be back next month, and you can ask me a question next month.
Okay.
Right, Angela?
Yes.
Angel?
Or she can reach
yep.
out to you. or
That's
she
right. Or she could, you know, but when you do reach out to me, I'm not free. I do have a way to be free if people sign up for Click for Advisor and they ask me for a reading. I'll give them a 5 free-minute reading. That I will
okay.
do on my website.
So
you can't sign up for that.
About, I have a dog and a cat, but, you know what?
Can't answer that. I'm really sorry. We got to wrap this up right now. We're at the end of the hour.
Okay.
So I'm very sorry. Okay?
No, thank you.
All right.
All right.
You're welcome.
Good night, and thank you for coming. And we went over, though the broadcast will still be there, so people will be able to hear
oh boy.
The broadcast. It's a little over. So we will, and I let you go
right.
on because we did get started kind of late because of all the technical difficulties. So we got a lot of
oh,
silence
you.
At the beginning, and
thank
we got
you,
the overage
Angel.
Over there. Thank you, and it's always a pleasure,
oh
my dear. Always a pleasure.
Same here.
I've got 15 calls waiting for you when you get off of here because you're like the busiest person in the world. Oh my goodness.
You got that right.
Oh my goodness. Will you take
right.
care? God bless. Thank you, everyone.
You too, sweetie.
And take care.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners.